Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is October 23rd, and on this day in Cold War history in 1946, the United Nations General Assembly convenes for the first time at an auditorium in New York City. In 1956, thousands of Hungarians protest the government and the Soviet occupation. Known as the Hungarian Revolution, it is unfortunately crushed on November 4th. In 1965, United States Army 1st Cav Division, in conjunction with South Vietnamese forces, launched a new operation seeking to destroy North Vietnamese forces in Pleiku Khu in the 2nd Corps' tactical zone, otherwise known as the Central Highlands of Vietnam. In 1972, Operation Linebacker, a U.S. bombing campaign against North Vietnam in response to its Easter Offensive, ends after 5 months. In 1973, United States President Richard M. Nixon agrees to turn over subpoenaed audio tapes of his Oval Office conversations. Also in 1973, a United Nations-sanctioned ceasefire officially ends the Yom Kippur War between Israel and Syria. 10 years later, in 1983, the United States Marines Barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, is hit by a truck bomb, killing 241 United States Marines. A French army barracks in Lebanon is also hit that same morning, killing 58 French soldiers. In 1989, the Hungarian Republic is officially declared by President Matthias Zuros, replacing the Communist Hungarian People's Republic. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, October 23rd. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.